This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Sometimes what we don't know can hurt us. As the expression goes, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. There are examples of this in Scripture. For instance, in the Old Testament, we are given the account of the Ark of the Covenant being captured. This happened because the people no longer knew exactly what the Ark was for. If you read the book of Judges, you will see that the Ark of the Covenant is mentioned only once. Perhaps it would be good to refresh our minds concerning the Ark of the Covenant. It was made in the day of Moses to go into the most holy place of the tabernacle. Its purpose was to be the place where God would meet with Moses, and through him, his people. This is found in Exodus 25:22, where it says, "There, above the cover between the two cherubim that are over the Ark of the Testimony, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites." That was how the people of Moses' day understood the Ark. But by the time of Samuel, it seems that the Ark, at least among the people, had become a sort of good luck charm. The Ark is brought to the battle site against the Philistines because the Israelites thought it would bring them success. This account is found in 1 Samuel 4. But instead of bringing them success, the Israelites were defeated and the Ark was captured by the Philistines. So we see that they knew about the Ark, but they thought it was the Ark itself that would save them, not the God who gave them the Ark. So a little knowledge was dangerous. It brought disaster on them. As we move on to the New Testament, we see an account that is recorded in John 7, verses 38 to 43. Jesus is showing by his words that he is the Christ. And on hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Christ." Still others asked, "How can the Christ come from Galilee? Does not the scripture say he will come from David's family and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" From these responses, we can see that some of the people who heard understood what Jesus said, but some of them did not. If Jesus had just stood up and said, "I come from David's family and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived," perhaps these people would have understood him. But he did not do that. Instead, he said things that only the Christ could truthfully say. They obviously knew the scriptures, but they were not even sure about them. Yet they were willing to let that little knowledge influence them against Jesus. This made it hard, if not impossible, for them to accept Jesus as the Messiah, which was indeed a dangerous thing. Another example can be found in Acts 19:13-16, which says, "Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, 'In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.' 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, 'Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?' Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding." So these men knew about the name of Jesus being powerful. They just did not know the whole truth. Could you say that their little knowledge was indeed a dangerous thing? And there is yet another example found in the New Testament in the book of Revelation. We find there that the Antichrist will require that everyone take his mark on their forehead or hand. This is found in Revelation 13:16, where it says, "He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. And if you were a Jew and heard that, it might remind you of something you knew from the Old Testament, how the priests wore God's word in phylacteries on their foreheads and hands." This is found in Exodus 13:16, where it says, "And it shall be like a sign on your hand and a symbol," which is also translated phylactery, "on your forehead, that the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his mighty hand." The phylactery is mentioned again in Matthew 23:5, where it says, "Everything they do is for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long." You probably would not remember exactly what that was all about, but you might remember just enough to think it was a good thing. And yet, taking that mark would be very dangerous. We have been given as much knowledge about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit as we need. We gain this knowledge by reading all of Scripture and letting it say what it says, not what we want it to say. So just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.